Perek Ches Vav Seif Samach Hei. Samach Hei, I had to be a small, sorry, it was a mistake. We were supposed to put on Samach Hei on yesterday, but we'll do it today instead of yesterday. Samach Hei, Tachshe La'afot Zriach B'Ched HaShirutim, to go and use a substance which makes a smell in the toilet, bathroom. In the fifth before, we spoke about using substance which makes a smell, which makes a color inside the toilet. Now we're discussing something else. Some substance which is inside the toilet, which makes a smell. A different issa altogether. Not colouring, making a smell. Kagoin, it doesn't have a colour. It has only a smell which comes out. We're not discussing a spray. A spray is allowed on Shabbos. Now we're discussing something else. You're making a smell. Making smell inside water. The Mishnah Berurah takes on, ones are not allowed to go and put water with substance together and making it in a way that makes a smell. So here, you're doing the same thing. You are making a smell in the water from the toilet. The pashtas should come out, and you know how to do it on Shabbos. But in the footnote, Orech Shabbos wants to find a lot of reasonings why it is allowed. Number one, he wants to say it's not considered you're mixing in the color in the water. He wants to say that he checked it up with the people who make it, that there is no mixture of the smell in the water. There's only very, very, very little goes in the water, but the ikar smell comes from the substance itself. It takes off a cover from the substance, and the smell is on the substance itself. That's what he says. Maybe you're not mixing it in the water. That's number one. Number two, he says, the eyes are machloikas altogether, even though the Mishnah does take on and was not allowed to put in smell in water, but there are Shittas who says, you're allowed to mix and smell in water. Number two, it's you're not doing it with your hands, you're doing it with a psikresh. You're taking down the water and the water does it. Number three, that there are some shittas who say it's not considered you're making smell, you're putting some smell in order to take away the bad smell. There are some shittas who say that is allowed. He says, Reb Nissen said, it is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Let's see what I know. I think a lot of people are makbid on it on Shabbos. And I got on him, the Orech Shabbos does say you're allowed to leave it in the toilet on Shabbos. The if Samach Vav, Mishkafayim Machlifot Seva, Samach Vav, Mishkafayim Shatsiv Om Nase Keha, Vashor Shiyotim Bo Lashemesh, Mutal Lelubshim B'Shabbos. There are spectacles, glasses, which a person goes into the sun and become sunglasses. When it goes into the dark, it comes normal glasses. Such glasses are allowed to be used on Shabbos. Kach the poskim say. The reasoning is, all different reasonings are said. Some people say the reason is because if you don't altogether look as if you're doing anything, you're going on the street and it comes by itself. The other reasoning is it's not considered severe or light because it's something which is natural. A call upon him, the poskim take on, you're allowed to use them on Shabbos. Maybe if you're going to go and take them off your nose, put them in front of the sun, and it will come with sunglasses with your hands, especially in doing it for that. That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing now a person going wearing them and going on the street with them. So if Samach Zayin, Kisam Matsupa Bachoima Ha Meshane Tivoy Tashotivim Oisai Benoizo Mesuyam, Ein Nishtamish Bei Bishabbos El Atzer Sofek Pikuach Nefesh. I think it's called litmus paper. It's paper, or sometimes a piece of wood, or a splinter, or a kisam, or a toothpick, which one puts inside some sort of substance, and it gets colored. Then one should not do that on Shabbos, unless it's a suffer pituach nefesh, because you've got a problem from surveyor. You're coloring the substance, gets colored because of it. Definitely not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Of course, you have to do it on Shabbos. There's a suffix in the footnote. He discusses it, whether it's Melacha Shein Tzichel Guf, or Melacha Tzichel Guf, if it is a Melacha Daraisa, Melacha Darabonon. Samachet, Makal O, Makal O, Vu base kibul a mechil beishne chomorim, sheesh benem mechitza, vekasha shorim et a mechitza chomorim et arvim, vachoy mechim orv meib kapanas. Also, l'shtamish boi b'shabes, mishum elech, makke b'tash. There is some substance which are two substances. When you mix them together, they make light. You're not allowed to mix the two substances together on Shabbos because you've got a problem with makkah b'patish. You are making something with the two substances. Of course, the chazanish may be more chomo. Akolponim, the person say you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because of makkah b'patish.